Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Where else do you attend a once in a lifetime service for a family member or friend where they are there to grieve the loss of a loved one? What kind of profession or career path would it take for you to be the one person who's there ministering to families like this, people like this, on an ongoing basis? Could it be even once a week or several times per week? Where would you see someone going to a place where a fallen soldier has family members that you have to talk to and share and comfort and give them God's strength? Where else do you meet regularly with high-ranking officers in the military to listen to their needs and hear their struggles, struggles that they may not share with just anybody, to help them meet their spiritual needs so that they could impact those whom they lead, hundreds of thousands of soldiers? It's important that as you minister to them, their health, their spiritual, emotional, mental health is in the right place so that they can impact those positively under them. Where else and what other kind of profession do you have the opportunity and responsibility to witness and serve the painful side of the daily grind of military life? This, as I have just described, is a small part of the magnanimous role of the military chaplain. The military chaplain's service to our nation. Today, as our guest, I not only have a military chaplain, but a chaplain of chaplains. He oversees chaplains who in turn oversee thousands of soldiers and minister to thousands of families. But you know, as we begin our show, as usual, we want to just pause and remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is for you. Because God loves you and He knows you. He knows exactly where you are in life, what you're thinking about, what burden you carry in your heart, the weight of the world that, as it were, seems to be on your shoulders. But we're here to remind you that God is here to help you, to encourage you, to inspire you, to help lift that load. You know, sometimes we carry loads that are so much, too much. We carry it too much. We don't allow the Lord to help us carry that burden. And my guest today and I are here in the name of the Lord to tell you and to share with you heart to heart. Lieutenant Colonel Jose Rodriguez is a chaplain in the United States Army. He serves as the deputy garrison chaplain for Schofield Barracks in Hawaii. His previous assignments have included serving as the garrison chaplain for the Presidio of Monterey, California, the deputy command chaplain for the Military District of Washington, and earlier, in an earlier assignment as the deputy installation chaplain for Schofield Barracks. He's been, you know, all over the world, all across our country. He holds a Bachelor of Theology degree from International Bible College in San Antonio, Texas. He has his MDiv, his Master of Divinity degree from Evangelical Seminary of Puerto Rico, a Master of Theology degree from Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, and a Doctor of Ministry degree from Erskine Seminary due west, South Carolina. In 36 years of civilian and army ministry, he has served as the pastor for charismatic, Baptist, gospel, interdenominational, and collective Protestant services. Chaplain Rodriguez has been instrumental in establishing the first Spanish-speaking Pentecostal church in Savannah, Georgia, and helped start an orphanage in Honduras, which houses 70 children. Chaplain Rodriguez was born in Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, and is married to Sandy. They have three adult sons, Justice, Marcus, and David, and have been blessed with a wonderful daughter-in-law, Heather, and a beautiful granddaughter, Addison. Chaplain Rodriguez, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Danny. It's a pleasure to be here.
I mentioned Puerto Rico, and it's Rodriguez.
Yes, it is.
So you grew up, you were born in Puerto Rico, but tell us where you grew up. Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Puerto Rico. My father was in the Army, and around age six, we left Puerto Rico. And from then on, I was basically what we call an Army brat. Lived wherever my father was stationed. We've been in places like Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Germany several times, Kentucky, Texas, goodness, Hawaii, California. Just a lot. In fact, you get to the place where you forget some of these places.
So you were raised in the military?
I was raised in the military after age six or so. We spent from about age six to 18. I was in Puerto Rico maybe a total of 5 or 6 years. So we did go, you know, we came to the States or to the mainland, and then we would go back, just depending on where Dad was being assigned. For instance, when he was in Vietnam, we were back in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. When he retired from the Army, we went back to Puerto Rico, where I graduated from high school. Later on, when I got out of the Air Force, enlisted, I went back to Puerto Rico for 4 years to complete my Master of Divinity degree. So about half of my growing up years, I think I was in Puerto Rico.
You know, we have an ongoing theme that we carry. Mm-hmm. Of course, our show subtitle is Hope in Times of Crisis, but we have a thread that sort of goes through our show where we can really see the hand of God working in the lives of people like yourself as you begin to share your story. And you grew up in a military family. You are now, you know, years later, decades later, in a position where you're ministering to many military families, and in your position also ministering to many people of high rank, leaders. So a leader of leaders, it makes me wonder, in your growing up years, who influenced you most and how did they influence you?
I would have to say, obviously, that my parents were my greatest influences. When I, as I was coming through school, through high school, I knew to respect authority. Mm-hmm. I knew to defer to them. There was a time, however, when I decided that I did not like church, as probably a lot of young people would go through. But I made a further decision, and that was that I would never step into a church again after I left high school. Mm-hmm. And when I left home, I kept that promise for several years, did some things that I'm not proud of, did some things that several of the people that I knew back then probably are in jail for. But I, you know, through the grace of God, I got through all of that and came to a place where I was reading some little Christian booklets that were testifying and sharing the gospel, and that's how I came to know Christ. So at around age 22, I accepted Christ, and a few months later joined the Air Force, and about a year or so after that, felt a call to ministry. I went to Bible college, where obviously you get one or two professors that are very instrumental in guiding you. to the future, and was encouraged to pursue the chaplaincy. I thought I was going to be doing that, but I didn't know how I could do that. And just so happened, one of my professors was a retired military chaplain, encouraged me to apply for seminary, and I did so. And you know, a lot of water under the bridge since then. Mm-hmm.
And in your military service, you've traveled to different parts of the world. You yourself have been deployed in the past. You relate well with anybody who's going through that. But at the same time, Chaplain, what have been some of those challenges on a personal side that you've gone through in your career that the Lord has really helped you through?
Well, I think like most soldiers, we sign up for this thing knowing that we could go into harm's way. So we have to decide, you know, if we're willing to pay that kind of a price. And even if you don't go into harm's way, there are times of separation. I've talked to people who have always lived in one place, for instance, and they've never been apart from their family. That is a very strange concept to people that are in the military, because we do deploy. And if we're not deploying, we're going off to some kind of schooling, or we're going off to some kind of training. We're having our children move every 2 or 3 years and go to 4 or 5 different schools as they grow up. So those kinds of things have been challenging for us. We look at the need to put down some roots, but the roots never get very deep. Now, the other side of that is that we make a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. We get to see a lot of places and experience a lot of things that other people don't. But there is a sense of, you know, sometimes you wish that you could have roots.
You know, I hear about the changes, the transitions, the life of service, and the things that you, like what you described. Mm-hmm. And then we're at war, and families are separated. And I often wonder what real difference the Lord Jesus Christ actually makes in the lives of people. You have a view from your vantage point. You see the impact of how some go through the challenges, all go through some of the same challenges, but some go through the challenges with the Lord, and others go through the same challenges without the Lord, and the impact that it has on both couples or both families, if I can say it in more of a simplistic way. When we come back from our break, I'm going to ask and listen, and I want you to hear what difference having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ can make, what Chaplain Rodriguez has seen it make in the lives of some of our very, very beloved couples, families. And you might say, well, I'm not in the military. Well, even if you're not, you could still see the difference. And for those of you who are, or related to someone, this will enrich you, encourage you, perhaps even inspire you. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more Heart to Heart with Chaplain Jose Rodriguez. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Amashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Amashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Lieutenant Colonel Jose Rodriguez. Lieutenant Colonel Rodriguez is a chaplain. He serves as a deputy garrison chaplain for Schofield Barracks here in Hawaii. If you want to find out more about our show, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, or even get some of our resources or find out what it means to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Chaplain, you know, it's been said, you know, we've heard, oh, if that person really knew the Lord, you know, it would be so different for them. Well, you have a unique perspective. You minister to families who have the Lord, know the Lord, and you minister to families who don't know the Lord. What difference have you seen as to them going through some of the same challenges, the changes that go on in military life, and those who have the Lord to go through those changes with, and those who are sort of carrying that weight of burden on their own?
Well, Danny, I wish I could say that it's just very cut and dry, but there are a lot of people out there who know the Lord on a shallow level, if you will. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between believing and discipleship. And what I've noticed over the years is that those that really immerse themselves in developing that relationship with our Lord and Savior are the ones that do the best when they have moments of crises. One of the things that I use as an illustration to soldiers and their families is the idea of a three-legged stool. You have one leg would be maybe the physical health that the Army requires of you. We like to talk about having to do physical training all the time and running and doing all these kinds of things, and the Army requires it of you. The other leg would be the mental. And that has to do with going to school. As long as you stay in the system and you achieve rank and so forth, you will go to different levels of schooling. And they require that of you. What they don't require of you is spiritual. And that's that third leg. And a three-legged stool with only two legs cannot handle the stress. Mm. And so I've noticed over the years that those that pay attention to those three legs do the best. And particularly as they pay attention to their relationship to their Lord and Savior. Now, some people don't know Christ, and they could care less. But it does show up when the critical things happen in life, when your friend dies in battle, when somebody you love has a serious illness, you can see how they're just not rooted deep enough to be able to know what to do, know how to go through that. And, you know, I would also add that some of the problems we see now having to do with the hopelessness that some soldiers experience, where they come to a place where they feel they must harm themselves or harm others, is a result of that shallowness, of that refusal or inability to consider the God of the Scriptures and their relationship to Him through Jesus Christ. People die in our business. It's not one of those things that that happens, you know, all the time, but it happens obviously in wartime, and it happens in training. And my encouragement to soldiers and to their families has always been to get close to the Lord.
You know, we talk about, you mentioned roots, deeply rooted. It's a figurative term. And it takes work, it takes time, it takes dedication. In like any relationship, you want to build a relationship with someone that may be your spouse one day, or a friend. And, you know, and those of us who have long-lasting relationships, long-lasting friendships, or healthy family relationships know that it takes time. You go through struggles as well as, you know, as we say, good times and bad. In what way could someone in the military really deepen those roots, those spiritual roots, that third leg, as you've shared in that example? How could they do it?
Well, I always try to teach people that they want to go beyond an easy believism, if you will. They need to learn how to pray. They need to learn to recognize God's voice, and that comes through a committed devotional life.
Mm-hmm.
They need to study the Scripture. You know, the Word talks about hiding, you know, hiding it in our hearts so that we might not sin against them.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when I don't have a Bible handy, but I have His Word in my heart, and I can appeal to that. I can use that in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I can use that in spiritual warfare. There is the need for fellowship. You know, if I wanted to be a drunk, I would hang out with drunks, because those are the ones that would show me how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to be an engineer, I think I'd like to hang out with some engineers. But if I want to be a Christian, if I want to be a Christian engineer, I would try to hang out with those who are Christian, because they're going through some things or have gone through some things that could help me in my walk with the Lord. So I, you know, Christianity is not one of these things that you just sort of attach to your life. It really becomes your life.
Mm.
And I get excited because I can look back on my life and see where God has brought me from.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I'm going through some problems or some trials, I can look back and see, wow, I remember when God did this or
yes.
God did that. And it's exciting. And then when He brings me through something else and I testify about it, which is another thing I tell people, when I share what God has done with in my life with somebody, then that strengthens that in me, and it also blesses them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interactive.
Yes.
You know, interactive with God, interactive with the people around me.
You know, I think about hopelessness. You talked about hopelessness and not having that tree that's deeply rooted, the faith,
mm-hmm.
and not having cultivated that. You know, hopelessness sometimes brings people to a place of such despair that they would harm themselves or, you know, harm others, because you come to a place where you just don't care. It doesn't matter anymore. How can a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ remind a soldier, remind an airman, remind someone today that there still is hope? How can a relationship with Christ make a difference in that?
The easy answer in my mind, which may not be as practical in the listener's mind, is the scripture that says to cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. But undergirding that answer is the realization that God loves you. And if you are the only person in the world when he came, then he would have died for you. And what that further says is that if he was going to die for you and you were the only person in the world, then you would have had to nail him to the cross. It's hard to fathom that kind of love, but he loves you that much. You know, we sometimes say that you need to look at yourself as being number one in God's eyes, and everybody else is tied for second.
Mm.
Because when you get an understanding of how much God loves you, then you can go through just about anything out there that the enemy throws at you, that the world throws at you, because you recognize that he's got your back. You're not in this alone. When you hear things, when you hear scriptures quoted, you know, like he would never leave you nor forsake you,
mm-hmm.
you believe that and you understand that and you have it in your heart and you experience it because of God's love for you. So that for me is the key.
You know, there is a large part of our population in Hawaii is military or military-related families. And we're in such a time where across our nation, our families are sacrificing, families are giving up things and time for the security of our nation, for the protection of the values that we live by. And many people are beneficiaries of someone else's sacrifice that might be next door or might be walking down the aisle of the grocery store and not really even realize what they've done for us. And we have many churches that exist, and some churches are more inclined than others to be more accepting or more comfortable for people who are in the military to visit or to become a part of. But we have so many churches, and I think in relation to that, maybe a little bit of, or maybe that's an understatement, a little bit of insensitivity to how we could better serve the families in our military. You know, Chaplain, I'd like for you to share a little bit about that when we come back from your vantage point. You have a unique place, as it were, sort of a bird's eye view of how the management, the administration, having many chaplains working under you and with you. But some practical things of what a pastor could do, what a church leader could do, what a member of a Christian congregation could do, a Christian fellowship could do, right from where you are in the body of Christ in your local area to stand with and help support someone or a number of people from our military. When we come back from our break, Chaplain Jose Rodriguez. He is the deputy garrison chaplain for Schofield Barracks. It's a unique and special opportunity for us to have him share with us. It's not often that we have someone of his stature and his connectivity to be with us, as well as his background and his world travels. When we come back from our break, Chaplain Jose Rodriguez. You might be wondering, today I'm going through some challenges. Today, I'm feeling a little bit hopeless myself. I have these crazy thoughts, things that I just want to do because I don't care, because I don't think anybody cares. Well, you know what? God cares. And we care. And you're not alone. Stay with us, okay? Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors,
A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinenna Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Lieutenant Colonel Jose Rodriguez. He serves as a Deputy Garrison Chaplain for Schofield Barracks. Before our break, we were talking about local churches and ministry to military servicemen and women who come into our congregations. And before we get into that, just a reminder that if you want to find out more about our show or listen to, you can go to our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can click the military tab on the index. We have a topical index there. You can click that and a number of shows related to military families, family life, post-traumatic stress disorder are available there, along with some other resources, thegoodlifehawaii.org. And if you want to find out how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, just last week I got word a couple of people accepted Christ by going onto our website and seeing the, you know, what it means to get to know Jesus. And we saw that, and it was a great encouragement, because I know there are others who are wondering, hey, how do I get to know the Lord? How can I have a relationship like the relationship Lieutenant Colonel Rodriguez has? Well, Chaplain, a person comes maybe by himself, by herself. Family hasn't come yet. Or maybe the family comes together and they come to visit a church. What is a military family or person in military looking for when they go to a local church?
Well, we certainly know that they don't all come to the chapels on the installation. Many of our military families are out in the local communities, in the local church, and they're looking oftentimes for a church much like what they knew before. You know, if they come from a particular denomination, they may go to a denominational church. If they come from a non-denominational background, they'll go to something like that, looking for something that they're familiar with. And I think what you'll discover in these with these families is as they come into your church community, once they decide that that's where they're going to worship, they are probably going to get involved very quickly in the life of the church. They recognize that they have been sent to a particular installation for a limited amount of time. We like to say that we come to a place to leave, because after 2 or 3 years, most of these families will be going somewhere else. So they don't take the time to sort of feel you out too much and try to find out if they feel real comfortable. I mean, they do that, but they do it very quickly in a compressed time. And once they make a decision, they want to get to work right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage the local leadership in those cases to not be afraid of that,
mm-hmm.
but to open up and let and give them something to do, because they will look at that church as their extended family. Their family may be back in Kentucky somewhere, but the local church will be the support network that they most relate to while they're stationed there.
You know, from a pastoral side, you know, it's an encouragement, because churches always need help. And when people come in, they're willing and able. They're trained in ways that they have certain inherent discipline that exists already. Many of them are just willing and able, mm-hmm. to serve. And a lot of times you're like the beneficiary of the church that they came from before, often in the development of their spiritual life. So they come in and they serve. But what are some things that we might not know in church leadership or in the local church that are ways, as they're serving, we're happy they're serving, but what are some ways that we can serve them and help them that they might not say? You know how sometimes we say, it's right under your nose and you didn't even mm-hmm. realize it.
Adopt them. Take their children and help them get acclimated. You know, as an adult, when it's time for me to leave somewhere, I pretty much know how that works. But for a young person who's made their friends and doesn't have a lot of life experience, when they're told they're going to move from North Carolina to Hawaii, that's quite a change. And so when they get to that church, one of the things that the local church can do is make them feel at home, get them involved in the fun things, show them what's positive about where they're at, and let them gain a vision towards the present and the future rather than to the past.
How do you help someone gain a vision for the present and the future?
Well, you can certainly get them to look at the vision of that church. What are you planning in the next, 6 to 9 months that they can get involved in? If there are retreats, let them see that they can be a part of that. If there are affinity groups that they can be a part of, mm-hmm. there are things that they can connect to on the local level that they may have experienced at their last assignment that will make it easier for them to transition. Now, I would also say that sometimes in today's environment, when a soldier particularly comes to a new assignment, shortly after they arrive there, they will be deploying to a war zone. And so that makes it even more challenging for that family. And I would say then that to adopt that family in such a way so that they know that they have a support system in place when they've only been on the island for 2 months and all of a sudden their service member is going to deploy, they need to know that they have a place that they can feel secure and safe in. And that would involve training your leadership to be sensitive to these types of things. That might be something that you might look at as a leader, to get with the local military chaplains and find out if there's any training available for them to get to learn some of these things and how to relate to the families.
So a military chaplain would be accessible to meet with a pastor or a group of pastors if the pastor or pastors wanted to find out how to do that?
Certainly. If I am a chaplain for a particular unit, mm-hmm. and I know that one of my soldiers is in a particular church, mm-hmm. and that pastor were to ask if, you know, to meet with me, I would drop what I was doing just about and meet with that pastor to help my soldier. And I think you'll mm-hmm. find that across the board. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a desire from the leadership of the church for any training, mm-hmm. Or to get greater understanding, that they can contact the local chaplains, and I think they would be open to that. In the case like this, of course, people can contact me as a deputy garrison chaplain, and I can make some things happen for them. But even without somebody like me, they can certainly talk to a chaplain, and the chaplain can even do a class and teach them some of the things that we're talking about.
Now, here's a kind of a nitty-gritty question. Do you often get calls from local church pastors requesting meetings so that what you just described can take place?
Okay, here's, I can only speak from my experience.
Okay.
What I have seen is that sometimes local church pastors are involved with their local church, and they're so heavily engaged there that they don't think too far beyond that, mm-hmm. and sometimes miss these opportunities. I was stationed in Hawaii back in 2005, and we had we offered to the local pastors an opportunity to come in for a day of training and to learn some of these things that we've been talking about. And they took us up on that. A lot of them did. We had a great day. We fed them. We did some good things.
Food always helps.
Yes, and it was very positive experience. But I have to tell you, that's been the exception. I've not seen that happen in other places. And if this show goes out all over the world, I would tell people go to the local installation and talk mm-hmm. to the chaplain and say we want something like this, so that you can be a better equipped to minister to the military people in your congregations.
Well, what would the contact point be? You know, you mentioned someone could contact you, or what would the process be? Sometimes people in the civilian life are intimidated. You know, they might not even know how. Even if you want to do it, who do I call? Where do I go? As a pastor, where would a pastor go? Who would he call?
Every garrison, every post, every installation, those are words that are used, you know, describing the same thing, mm-hmm. will have an installation or a garrison chaplain. And you can call up the information and say, I'd like to get the chaplain for the post, the post chaplain's phone number.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you get that phone number, you call him, get on his calendar, and go talk it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Go talk story with them and see what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I have had people, for instance, from I can't remember the names now, but different ministry groups that will come up and ask to meet with me because they know that there's a post chaplain there. So it's not that difficult.
We talk about chaplains. You've heard that word a lot in this show. Chaplains have a very unique view of life and service because they serve in a unique way. But did you know there are different kinds of chaplains in the military? There are chaplains, family life chaplains. There are mental health chaplains. There are hospital chaplains. There are probably other kinds of chaplains, too, that I haven't just mentioned that Chaplain Rodriguez can share with us about. But each serve specific purposes and have specific levels of specialty, skill sets in meeting the needs of our soldiers, our airmen, our people who serve in the military. So when we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Chaplain Rodriguez about the chaplaincy and the different connecting points that exist in each one of these. You'll be quite fascinated with the depth in which they go to serve the needs of the people in our military community. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You know, being enlightened in this way with information can lead to a greater level of application, because your life has been enriched. You'll be better able to enrich the lives of others. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Chaplain Rodriguez.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Lieutenant Colonel Jose Rodriguez. Lieutenant Colonel Rodriguez serves as the Deputy Garrison Chaplain for Schofield Barracks. He's here as a leader of leaders, a chaplain of chaplains, who oversees the ministry and the inner workings of the chaplaincy for soldiers. But we also want to take a broader view on things in relation to airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, seamen, as well as, of course, soldiers. When we talk about the needs and meeting the needs, the spiritual, really the spiritual needs, he talked about a three-legged stool, the physical part of and the mental part of a soldier, and then the spiritual aspect. But we're really talking about some spiritual applications here that are very practical. Chaplain, you know, you mentioned about the different kinds of chaplains, where there's family life chaplains, and actually the mental health chaplain actually fall under the hospital chaplaincy. Would you clarify?
Right. There's not really, at least in the Army, not anything called a mental health chaplain. Mm-hmm. We have several different specialties as a chaplain goes along in a career. The two big ones are family life and and hospital chaplains. And basically what this means is that these individuals are in the chaplaincy for maybe 4, 5, 6 years, and then they're selected to attend civilian schooling for another master's degree or another certification to become family life chaplains or hospital chaplains. And then after that, they serve what we call a 3-year utilization tour. The hospital chaplains obviously go to hospitals or hospital type units, and the family life chaplains are spread in different parts, different communities, and at different levels of units as well.
Let's say hospital chaplains. Mm-hmm. What are some things that they're dealing with? What are some of the issues and concerns that they're dealing with?
Well, the hospital chaplain is a member of a team on the hospital staff, and they will provide ministry to the staff at the hospital as well as patients that are in the hospital. One of the interesting things that I've seen with hospital chaplains in particular, they're dealing with people that oftentimes experience the results of battle, or see the results of battle in their patients. And it's been proven over and over again that some of the most difficult, or some of the people that had the most difficult time adjusting to war, are the caregivers, because they do see the results of battle. And so the chaplains are a key component to that team to help them to process these things and to work through that as they in turn provide care to others. So that's a big deal. With the family life chaplains, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking things like communication skills. We're talking things like conflict resolution. When a soldier deploys somewhere, we talk about separation anxiety, for instance, for several weeks, maybe a month or so before they leave. Instead of getting closer to their spouse, they oftentimes bicker, and there is a separation that occurs. If the marriage is strong, it's okay. But if it's not so strong, then it just gets further weakened. When the soldier returns, they've been changed. The rules have changed at home. The spouse has been running things a little different. And so there's some training that takes place, because then there's this reunion anxiety kind of a thing, mm-hmm. where they come back and they have to adjust again. And so the family life chaplains are helpful in that, as well as other as unit chaplains as well. But the family life chaplains are subject matter experts on these kinds of issues.
Now, you mentioned unit chaplains. What is a unit chaplain?
A unit chaplain is a chaplain that's assigned to a unit of, and again, speaking of Army, size of a battalion or larger. You go battalion, brigade, division. A battalion can be anywhere from 400 to 1,200 soldiers. And that unit chaplain is responsible for the religious support of that unit. And that means Christian and non-Christian alike. And if usually that unit chaplain will be an associate pastor at one of the local congregations on post, one of the local chapels, or he may even be pastoring a congregation. Mm-hmm. And so he's a little bit of a bivocational pastor, if you will. Mm-hmm. He's pastoring a congregation. Many of the people in the congregation will be from his unit. And he also has soldiers and family members that are part of the unit that go, some of them go to outside churches.
Mm-hmm. So we look at I'm thinking the family life chaplain. Would soldiers, would airmen, would Marines, Coast Guardsmen, seamen go to their respective family life chaplains to deal? Let's say there's an issue of conflict resolution that needs to be dealt with within the family, or couples communication, mm-hmm. like you mentioned. Or what about even parenting? With the separation that takes place and the things that go on with it. Is that where they would go?
Well, I have to be a little careful here, because I can't speak for the Air Force or Navy or Marines. They may do it a little bit different. But mm-hmm. I know within the Army, we always tell the soldiers to go see your unit chaplain first.
Okay.
If the unit chaplain wants to refer them to somebody else, then they can go ahead and say, okay, I want to get in touch with, say, for instance, the Family Life Chaplain. Mm-hmm. Or there may be some other organization on the installation that's not chaplain related at all that might be of greater help to them. So they'll have that kind of information, and they'll make the proper referral. Sometimes they won't refer them at all. They'll just deal with them right there.
Now, the hospital chaplains, they are seeing, well, they're ministering to the caregivers.
They're ministering to the caregivers as well as to the patients.
And to the patients. Mm-hmm. What are some things that they would deal with, you know, as far as kind of give us an inside look on what they go through in terms of their ministry?
Well, I can tell you one story comes to mind of a friend of mine who was called upon to visit a family who just lost a child. Child had been was born and didn't live very long, and he was called to go minister to that family. When he got to the family, the child had been taken to the morgue, and so he went down. This was a multi-story building. He went down to the morgue and picked up the child and brought the child back up to the room. And as he was coming up to the room, of course, he himself began to cry because he had a child that age.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got up to the room, and he met with the family and prayed with them and ministered to them. That's not an unusual scenario.
Mm.
You know, it's real life, and it's
You know, it's real life, and you've been real life with us today, too, Chaplain. And for that, I appreciate you sharing heart to heart with us, because there are challenges that people are facing today, whether they are, you know, serving in the military or in civilian life. And your being here to share is a heart-to-heart, just like, in many ways, just like the example you just shared. You've come to be a bearer of hope and a message of hope in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're here together just to remind you as you listen that whatever you face, whatever you might be going through today, there is always hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from people like Chaplain Jose Rodriguez. I want you to invite somebody to listen in. And here's a scripture for today. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Lieutenant Colonel Jose Rodriguez. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, remember, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.